Okay, N5NAV, Ray, it's all yours.
N5NAV, copy okay?
Copy just fine, go ahead.
N5NAV, we have a memorial for Philip Runwald at W0OET. And funeral services for Philip Knighty of Louisville, Minnesota, was held on Saturday, December 12, 2015 at 2 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Louisville, with Reverend Brian Thorson officiating. Military honors at the church was held by American Legion Post 561 of Louisville. Interment with full military honors was held on Monday, December 14th at Fort Snelling National Cemetery, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Excuse me for the panic, I've got problems in my throat for some reason today. Philip died on Saturday, December 5th, 2015 at the Rio Grande Regional Hospital in McAllen, Texas. Philip was born October 12, 1925 at Magnolia, Minnesota to George and Cora Alverson Runwald. He was baptized at Royal Linden Church 1929 and confirmed at Zion Lutheran Church, Louisville 1939. Philip attended school at Louisville District 55 and graduated from Medalia High School. Colonel then attended Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis for electrical training. He served in World War II in the U.S. Army Air Corps in Panama. On September 11, 1949, Philip was united in marriage to Amelia May East of Alvin, West Virginia. Philip farmed his entire life in the Louisville area until retiring in 1988. He was a member of Zion Lutheran Church, Louisville, a lifetime member of VFW Post 1648 in New Ulm, a member of the American Legion Post 561, Louisville, and the U.S. Air Force Sergeants Association. In 1953, he built his own amateur radio station. Philip went to moose and bear hunting in Alaska in 1984, and salmon and halibut fishing in 1990. Philip and Amelia spent the winters in San Juan, Texas. Philip is survived by his wife of 67 years, Amelia of Louisville, two daughters, Jean Bevan Burroughs, Pflugerville, Texas, Wendy Gertie, Louisville, Minnesota, two sons, Terry Linda Gronwell, Fairbanks, Arkansas, Louis Peggy Gronwell, Altavista, Virginia, one daughter-in-law, Ann Grenwald, Lake Crystal, Minnesota, 18 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, one sister, Kay Ross, Richard, forgive me on his name, Gillespie, Medalia, Minnesota, one brother, Gerald Grenwald, Louisville, Minnesota, numerous nieces and nephews. He was preceded in death by his parents, one son, Chet, five grandchildren, and one brother. This is N5NAV, now stand by for scripture reading. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemy.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hey, let's now in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for knowing Lewis, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll go with this, the ones that are left here on earth. We just pray that you'll give them comfort. We pray, Lord, that you'll go with the family as they live out there, work here on earth.
And just pray, Lord, that you'll go with his wife.
We just thank you for knowing him in the ham radio days. We just thank you for his input, and we just pray that you'll go with everyone involved.
In Jesus' name we ask it, amen.
Okay, back to you, Jim, and 5 and AV.